From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of UN Security Council sanctions. Comes one day after President Trump accused Beijing of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. UN Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country, and he talks about the process and what it will involve.
When you bring in more diplomats, they're working that initial restoration of services. They bring in the contractors. There's international money that's got to be administered. That is a diplomat's job. The military would move them around, make certain they're protected.
Mattis did not share a timeline for when more diplomats and other civilian personnel would arrive in Syria and emphasized that none of the work should be characterized as nation-building. U.S. State Department has strongly condemned the arrest in Iran of peaceful protesters as reports emerged that more than 50 people were arrested in the past couple of days for protesting in Iran's cities against the country's economic troubles. Demonstrators spoke out against Iranian military personnel being outside the country, particularly in Syria, for long periods of time, and the money for that deployment could help back home. This is VOA News.